Thank you, Jesus. Fathomless billows of love. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said when a man's ways pleases the Lord, that even his enemies are at peace with him. You know you're pleasing God when even your enemies are at peace with you. Let's go to the word of the Lord tonight, 2 Timothy. I feel a profound spirit of the Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:24. And the servant of the Lord. Amen. I hope you understand your position tonight. Paul said, I, a servant of the Lord. We are servants of the Lord. Must not strive, but be gentle. We as servants, do you remember why Lot and Abraham separated? Strife among the herdsmen, the servants. You know what will destroy a church? Strife among the saints. Right? And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle. David said, thy gentleness has made me great. Be gentle unto all men, not just those you love, apt to teach and patient, and in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. Do you ever told somebody you're just hurting yourself? Anytime you sow discord, anytime you gender strife, you're just hurting yourself. Anytime you talk about somebody, you're hurting yourself. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance, a covering to the acknowledgement of the truth, and that they may recover. Everyone say that word with me, recover. That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Lord, you need help when you're in that situation. You don't need people to point their finger at you and ridicule you and say if you hadn't have done that, you wouldn't be there. You need help. And then Proverbs 17 and 9, I added this one quickly. It came to my mind before I got ready tonight. He that covereth a transgression of somebody else, their wrongdoing, seeketh love. But he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends or very close friends. I promise you, if I tell you something in confidence and it gets out, you won't be my friend unless you repent. I won't tell you again, and you wouldn't tell me again. But if we're seeking love, we should be able to uncover. And I can tell you what I need to tell you and know that it stops right there. I would be seeking love. Restoration. But he that repeateth the matter will separate even close friends. I want to talk from this thought. Cover me until I recover. Cover me. How long? How long will you cover me? Till somebody else finds out or till... How long are you going to cover me? Till I recover. Cover me until I recover. Lord, I come before you tonight. I'm so thankful for your covering, the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. It's forever there, and it forever atones, and it's forever forgiving. Help us to be more like you as we are the servants of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Cover me until I recover. Now, I want to open your eyes to some things, kind of like Adam and Eve. You know, you ever said, I had my eyes open now, right? You understood some things you didn't understand before. Well, the Bible talks about Adam and Eve, how they were naked and knew it not, right? There was no need for a covering because they had no faults. They had no sin. And so there was no need for a covering if there is no wickedness, no unrighteousness, no transgressions, no anger, no wrath, no strife. There's no need for a covering. I don't have to cover you. But the Bible says they had a fault and they committed a sin or transgression against God's law. And I'm here to tell you every fault must be covered. Every fault must be covered. That's why when you have an electrical outlet, they put a covering on it. And Brother Ken knows perhaps better than anybody, and Brother Buller, because they've worked with electricity a lot, and some of you I'm sure have also, but if they say if you put something outside, be sure you put a what? A ground fault what? Receptor. So that it receives the shock rather than you. It covers for you. So rather than you getting the blunt of the shock, it takes the shock. Cover for me. Take my shock until I recover. And anytime there's a fault, it needs to be covered, but it also needs to be covered properly. You know, you that, like Brother Darren, works in the medical field, and, you know, if you get a wound on your leg, you can't leave it open. A scab will come. You know, you need, a scab is a temporary covering. Every fault must be covered. And when the scab goes away, guess what else? There's a scar that'll cover. Every fault must be covered. Adam and Eve didn't need a covering until they had a fault. And when they sinned, their eyes were open and they realized they needed a covering. But the problem was they couldn't cover for each other. They both were in the transgression. And so they had an idea. Let's sew some fig leaves together and let's hide behind the fig leaves. Let's hide behind that. And that even wasn't enough, for the Bible says, and they hid among the trees of the garden. They not only hid themselves, their parts, but they also hid them whole selves away from the voice of the Lord. They needed a covering. And they realized what they had was not sufficient. And so the Lord called unto Adam to bring him out, to expose him, if you will, so that he could properly cover him, or temporarily, till Christ would come himself. But he slew an animal, obviously, because he covered them with skin. And when that animal was skint, blood was shed, and without the shedding of blood, there's no covering for sin. There is no remission of sins. It's only the blood of Jesus that remits a sinful disease. How many times have you heard people that had cancer and they'll take some chemotherapy and all that, and boy, they're so happy to tell you, my cancer's in remission. What that means is, it's not meaning that it's gone. So you got to understand this. I need to open up your eyes, church, because it doesn't mean that it's completely gone. It's in remission. It's going the other way. The word repent does not necessarily mean it's all gone. The word means to retreat. It means to turn around. It means I'm headed the other way now. So baptism and repentance and baptism in his name is for the remission of sins. So it gives you a starting point of turning around. Because I will tell you, brothers and sisters, I've sinned since I've repented, and I've sinned since I got baptized. Maybe y'all haven't need to teach me, but it did put my sin in remission, though. It did remit them. And every thief that I've ever known, I haven't known many, but the ones I have been acquainted with, all tried to cover their tracks. One man sang a song, thieves all get caught by the mistakes they make. And so they all try to cover their... I remember watching John Wayne and some of those, and that old cowboy would remember he had walked backwards, and he was, you know, he was really going where he wanted to. He's trying to... And someone would get a brush, and they'd cover their tracks. Every fault must be covered with something. And so sometimes these villains will come into a place and they'll put somebody at the door. Even soldiers will do that. Cover for me, right? I'm sure you was in Vietnam. I imagine you had to cover for somebody. I'm going to go get that wounded person. Cover for me. Because you know what? You considered it yourself. You considered that may be me that out there wounded and bleeding and need somebody to help. So you covered for somebody so that in case you was in that shape, maybe somebody would cover for you until you recovered. Sometimes I believe that thieves will cover for each other better than Christians do. That's right. I'm preaching the truth here tonight. We'll expose each other. The world don't even do that. They'll cover for each other. But I'm afraid we as Christians, Well, let me tell you what happened. Tell you why he's in that shape. You just knew what I knew. And we don't cover for each other. But I need somebody to cover for me until I recover. Are you understanding my concept tonight? I need to recover. I need to restore myself. I remember reading recently that when Jesus died, they put him in a tomb. And word got back to Pontius Pilate that that deceiver said that in 3 days he was going to come out of that tomb. And so Pontius Pilate said, let's make the tomb sure. And he set a watch. He put some men over the tomb. And the Bible says they rolled a stone in front of the cave, if you will, or the tomb, and sealed it. I don't know what they sealed it with. I don't know. It might have been quick seal and a caulk gun. I don't know. Or mud or something. But they sealed it with something. But guess what? That's why the earth did quake. Because the earth quaked and broke the seal. And when they broke the seal, it loosed the stone. And the angels came and loosed the stone. And here's those men. I mean, they were shook. The Bible says they were sore afraid. And they go back and they tell Pontius Pilate what happened. Man, you won't believe this. Earth started quaking. They tell him the story. These two men in white apparel. I've never seen nothing like this before in my life. And they go, shh. Tell them that the disciples come and stole their body away. And they paid them to cover for them. And if word gets back to us, you can read it. They said, we'll cover for you. How is it that the world covers for each other and we don't cover each other? I don't get that. We want a gossip book. I'm not on it, but that's what I call it. And let everybody know what kind of trouble we're having. Instead of covering for each other. I would hope this would be the case, Sister Petrie. If Brother Petrie comes home, he says, honey, you ain't going to believe it. I just robbed that Circle K down there. You're not going to believe it. I'm sorry I did it, but we'll keep the money anyway. We'll split it. And you go and, yeah, just pay your tithes. That's right. And so if you win the lottery, pay your tithes too. And so he runs and he hides in the closet. And you get a knock at the door, you know. And it's the police. And they're saying, hey, we come looking for Artie Petrie. What he wants you to say is, he don't live here no more. He ain't here. He wants you to cover for it. Now, somehow I don't think you would do that, but it might be all right. You read places in the Bible where they didn't tell the truth to cover the promise. Oh, yeah. They didn't tell the truth because they were covering the promise. It's not that they wanted to lie, but they did to cover the promise. And sometimes I don't know, but what covering things is more important than other things. And after the door shut, you'd go beat the tar out of him. I know you would. What'd you do that for, Artie? But we need to learn to cover for each other. How is it the world will cover the fault of each other, but we as church, we seem to expose each other? Or am I telling the truth here tonight? I'm telling the truth. Amen. And when I have a fault, I don't want to know what my enemy said about me. I want to know what you said about me. Are you hearing me? I don't care. They're already my enemies. I know what they're going to say. What I want to know is what you said to them. Did you cover for me? Did you tell them there's two sides to every story? Did you tell them you don't understand? Did you tell him I know him better than that? Or did you say I can't believe that? Like, I can't believe that. Are you hearing me? Oh, you may not be there now, but you will be. And when you get there, the Bible says, we'll get to it, consider it yourself that you would want somebody to cover you till you recover. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Bible lets us know there'll be a day of uncovering. It's called the judgment day, and everything covered will be uncovered, and everything's done secret will be made manifest, and everything hidden will be shouted abroad. That day will come, but right now it needs to be covered. Hmm. And so our Bible tells us that to win a friend, to win his love, you cover his transgression. But if you expose it and repeat the matter, you will separate them. I'm telling you, as your pastor, there's some of y'all I've covered for. You know what? You need to cover for me too. I don't let people talk about y'all. And I don't want you to let, I want to know what you told them. I don't care what they said. What'd you say? You see what I'm saying? And so sometimes I know things are going on, even in some of your lives, and I like, it's not like I'm oblivious to it. It's just that I'm covering for you till you recover. So that we don't make a big deal out of something that turns you the wrong way, because I believe with all my heart you will recover. You'll cover yourself again with the blood of Christ. Whew, my God. So we ought not to have to tell each other, don't repeat that to anybody. But we do. Watch what the scripture says in James. And because we don't trust each other, now I'm talking about other churches, you understand. And because we don't trust each other, we cannot fulfill what I'm fixing to read to you. James 5 and 14, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, let them pray over him. See, that's a covering. Anointing him, covering him with oil in the name of the Lord, a covering. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That don't mean save his soul. What it means is spare him of his sickness. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. See the covering. The covering. So he gets recovered. How many of you ever had a sofa that got recovered? Yeah. You see, that sofa, you don't want to get rid of it because you still like it. You like it so much that it maybe looks bad on the outside because it's been set in and got a hole in it and maybe stains in it. But you like that sofa. So rather than throwing it away, you get it recovered. So now it looks brand new. It still sits good and everything. People come, oh, that's a nice sofa. Without that covering, they say, well, you need to get rid of that ratty thing. But because you let it be recovered, now it's so acceptable again. So what recovering does is brings you back into acceptability. Oh, God. Now, here's what we don't do because we don't trust each other. Confess your faults. Uncover your faults. Expose yourself to somebody else. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. I tell you what I'm struggling with, and you tell me what you're struggling with, and let's pray about it, and let's work together on it. But if I got to worry about you telling somebody else on gossip book what I'm struggling with, I don't never want to tell you to pray for me again. And pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now he goes on beyond this and lets us know that Elijah had problems. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. Paul had problems. Peter had problems. They all had problems. But I'm glad that the book uncovered their weaknesses. It didn't just show me all their strength. It showed me the depression of Elijah, right? It showed me the prejudice, if you will, of Peter. It showed me the pride of Paul. It uncovered that. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. It rained not on the earth for a space of 3 years and 6 months. He prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, see, he gives this comparison right between the confessing and Elijah, and then we come here. Brethren, brothers and sisters, household of faith, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, or in essence cover for him or help him, let him know, he that converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. You will cover this person and help them. You will cover a multitude of sins. It doesn't take much to err from the truth. And that's why the Lord told Timothy, he said, the love for money is the root of all evil and has caused many to err from the truth. That means to stray from it. You know it, but you just kind of stray from it. Even Jesus, in his weaknesses, took three of his most trusted disciples to the top of a mountain, and he said, cover for me while I go pray. Cover for me. My hour has come, and my soul is now troubled. Why don't you pray with me? Cover for me. Pray for me. Cover me with your prayers. I feel unworthy when some of you text me and call me, say, pray for me, Brother Baggett. I'm struggling. Pray for me. I'm having surgery, whatever it is. But you're asking me to cover for you. And his own three disciples could not cover for him 1 hour. So he had to go it alone. In our text, we see that we're servants of the Lord. We should not strive, but be gentle, apt to teach, patient, and in meekness, instructing though in meekness. In meekness, instructing others. Not that if you shouldn't have told you. In meekness, I understand. It could have happened to anybody. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this one way or another. Let's just work together on that. That brings a peace to that person. Are y'all understanding me tonight? Instructing those that oppose themselves. They hate themselves for what they've done. If God peradventure, and he will, give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. They may recover. Put a new covering on so that they can face the world. So they can go back to work. So they can come back to church. You see? Huh. Who were taken captive by him at his will. Everybody needs to be recovered, just like your old sofa. When Jesus came out of the grave, he was recovered. How do I know he's recovered? Mary didn't recognize him. She recognized his voice. But she didn't recognize him. And from there, he walks down a road called Emmaus with two other men who knew him. They were called disciples. They are the ones that went back and said, the Christ has risen. They knew him, but did not recognize him because he was recovered. Yes, he still had the scars because he told Thomas, reach forth. But the bleeding had stopped. And that's what we got to do, my brothers and sisters, is help people stop the bleeding. It's interesting that those that were at the tomb, as I mentioned, were told to lie about, I'll cover for you, here's some money, and if they come to us, we'll cover for you. They were told to lie. But when Jesus came out of the grave, he went to his disciples and said, tell no man. That was his covering. Tell no man. I want people to seek me. I want people to come to me because they want to knock. They want to listen. They want to answer. They want me because they want me, not because they're trying to prove me wrong. They thought if they could catch him in one thing. Why are we like that? You catch, let's just say, you